Tell us, first of all, what do Raith Rovers fans expect when they come to the Queen's Park game tomorrow?
Yep. So tomorrow, Raith Rovers ask the supporters to donate what they can, whether that's a money donation or a toy or a gift donation, and that will be collected prior to kick-off.
Fantastic. And you're going to be there as well?
Correct. So it'll be myself and a few employees from our Big House project. So we'll be there before the game. We'll probably get there about an hour before kick-off. And as Kelly says, we're looking for kind of any toys that can come down for the Cottage's Christmas appeal, plus or any kind of cash donations that could be made as well.
How many of you in overall will be there?
So there'll be four of us that'll be going down tomorrow. Believe we're going to be sitting just outside the North Stand as well.
Football fans have played a big role in helping those that are in need right across the country, and I'm sure Raith Rovers fans are no different in terms of the level of generosity.
Yep, Raith Rovers have always been a really, really good supporter of the Cottage Family Centre over numerous years, not just at Christmas time, but throughout the year. They provide football sessions for our children and families. They come in and do group work with our families. They've been great all year round.
I'm sure, though, they will obviously be thinking a lot as well about friends, family, relatives who are impacted by the ongoing cost of living crisis.
That's right.
So they've been generous before, but obviously that generosity will continue because of the ongoing challenges we face economically.
That's right. And this year, we're anticipating this to be the most crucial winter, our most significant hardship this year for our Christmas appeal. So we encourage anybody that can make a donation. Like you say, we all know somebody that's impacted in some shape or form, and there's been waves and waves of support, but we just want that to continue. And anything that could be contributed tomorrow, we really appreciate that, and it'll make a difference.
And you've been treated to the game afterwards,
right? We are indeed. I think that's probably the highlight of the day. We're going to see some professional footballers.
Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you what the score's going to be.
That's okay.
There's a bit of daring in that room, to be honest. But obviously, it must also feel quite rewarding in that sense for yourself, because, I mean, you're doing your bit.
Of course.
You need, but you're also getting to see the club in action.
Exactly. So, I mean, especially for myself and the guys, we are based solely at the warehouse. So it will obviously be nice to kind of get ourselves actually into the community that we have been helping for the past year, and the Cottage has been helping for the best part of 25 years now. So it will be nice to obviously kind of see that other end, and just obviously so that everybody knows that we are here for this kind of support and everything like that as well. And as Kelly says, that now we do want everybody kind of pushing in the same direction to give those that need the help the most, so that they know where we are and how we can actually get them that help too.
It's possible you might hear people's stories as well about how things have been.
Exactly,
so
exactly. Yeah.
Football's not just about what's happening on the pitch, but it's a social
Exactly, especially for most people. You know, I'm a football fan myself, and you know, if you work Monday to Friday, then the football on the Saturday is the highlight of that day. And obviously being able to kind of see how your club has been able to work in the local community and how they're impacting your local community. It's great for the fans of the club, and it's great for us to obviously kind of engage in that as well.
What's your hope that you might get volunteers out of this effort tomorrow?
Yeah, so we are looking for volunteers this year. If anybody does want to volunteer, just get in touch with the Cottage Family Centre via email or via our Facebook, or give us a call.
Fantastic. And finally, I've been here this morning. I mean, obviously, Gordon's project's really gathering pace. I mean, the last time I was here was earlier in the year.
All right, yeah.
And it's certainly grown arms and legs, so that must be really heartening for you, but also quite harrowing, because it just shows the scale of the challenges people
face
and the number of people that are, you know, you said 49,000 families.
Yeah, so we're in 2022, this project should not be needed, but unfortunately it is, and all we could do is try and make a difference. So yep, we anticipated it would support 15,000 families this year, we're now sitting at 49,000 families this year, so the need was much greater than we anticipated, but we're here. Anybody that needs support, get in touch with your health visitor, your teacher, your social worker, or a charity near you, and they'll be able to put a referral in this project and get practical support for you.
Any final words from you?
Just thank you. Thanks to the community as a whole. Thanks to everybody that supports us. And that was it.
And yourself.
Come on, the Rovers.
Perfect note to end.
Thank you so much, Nate. Thank you.